Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Okay, so I hope that helps you with that first question. The second one is, what is one of your favorite prayers to launch believers into a deeper relationship with God? And I am a decree queen. I love the decrees of the Word of God, because in Job 22, verse 28, it says, decree a thing and it will be established, and light will shine on all your ways. So my relationship with the Lord, and even my life of worship and devotion, is based on what is true about me and true about Him. So when I find in the Word what is true about Him and true about His heart toward me, my relationship with Him, when I get that before me, then I can decree it. I can speak it out. And your words, like the Word of God, is not just print on a page. It actually is filled with living, pulsating, vibrating truth, right? So when you speak it, it actually brings itself to pass. So I have a little book called Decrees. I've had it for many decades now, and I love it. But there's one for devotion in Christ. And basically what it is just proclaiming who Christ is, my worship of Him, and my devotion. But I know that when I speak it forth, it creates connection. So that's my favorite way of praying for anything, is the decree of the Word of God. I thought, I just want to pray God's prayers. I want to pray His Word. I want to release His Word. I want to, if I'm making a petition or making a request, I want to make it according to what is promised to me in the Word of God. So when you find out what God is promising you in relationship with Him, and you pray accordingly, it's so powerful. And also, like, one of my favorites right now is the word shalom. Okay. So the word shalom is so powerful, because it means nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking, no accident, injury, or harm. It refers to tranquility, safety, prosperity, wholeness, healing, freedom. All those things is inside that one word, right? So what I love doing, what I'm encouraging many to do right now, is to take that word, because I believe it's a big word for 2025 and, you know, the new year that we're in now, in the Hebrew calendar, is that God wants His people to live inside of the essence of shalom. So you see, I know what that word means. In English, it's translated peace, but it's way more than peace. It's all those things that I mentioned. So when I think of the word shalom, inside of that are all those other things, right? Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. So I say that one word, I look in the mirror and I say, shalom. And I know that all the essence of that is coming out toward me. So in my devotion with the Lord and growing in my personal relationship with Him, I can use that word. I'm just giving this as one example. And I bring my devotion before the Lord. I say, Lord, I just want my devotion to be deep, and I want my walk with You to be deep. And I speak shalom over my devotion, shalom over my heart as I'm connecting with You. And that's been a favorite prayer of mine in this season. So that's something that might be helpful to you.
Thank You for Your goodness, Lord. We ask that You would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.